there's frost on the deck. My hands are a wreck, and I should go back to school. And yes, no more requests. Call up the press. I got a tune. You people might have not heard before.
Dave Boutette performed live on the Motor Live Drive, Jimmy, Jim, James, and Van, and he was going to be playing Sunday up at the Mangumo, Italian Grill in Ann Arbor, along with, and joining him will be Peter Madcap Ruth. And a lot of people know Peter from his harmonica playing, but he actually plays ukulele and a lot of other stuff. And this would be a really great, I'm sure, performance by the two of them. That's at 7 o'clock on Sunday. Another show Sunday at the Shelter, since we still have, we don't have a thumbs up yet from the sound engineer, so we're going to continue the music. Sound Logic is doing a show at the Shelter, along with members of the band Clutch. They're calling themselves Lion Eyes and a band called Deep Swell. This is a 7 p.m. show on Sunday at the Shelter. We're going to listen to the Sound Logic doing Red Balloon off their self-titled CD. And if we still have time after that, we might throw on some Dennis Coffee, because every Tuesday night, Dennis Coffee plays at the Northern Lights. And this is a show you really, really, really should go see while he's still there playing, because, you know, he's getting up there in years. Not saying, but just encourage you to get out and support live music. Here's Sound Logic. See, check them out Sunday at the Shelter.
I'll never be yours. We'll be right back.
That was the infamous Dennis Coffey doing Miss Millie, named after his wife. This is a self-titled CD on Strut Records, and he plays every Tuesday night at the Northern Lights. Thursday nights at the Northern Lights. Tonight, in fact, they've got Skeeto Valdez and Experience. There's no cover, and they have all kinds of appetizer and drink specials going on when the music is playing, and both for Dennis Coffey on Tuesday and tonight with Skeeto, there is no cover. A couple other things I'd like to mention, and then we'll get into, if we still have time, we'll play a little bit of Stephanie and the Dirty Virgin. She has a show at Simon's After Dark in Allen Park on Saturday night, along with the Banana Convention and Meredith Lord and the Tainted Saints. This is a masquerade rock and roll show. And if you haven't seen Meredith Lord and the Tainted Saints yet, this band can really rock. You have to be in the mood to dance to see them. And Steffi and the Dirty Virgins are another just good, fun rock and roll. So that's happening Saturday night at Simon's After Dark. And since we are not yet ready to go live, we'll continue this on WHFR Dearborn, the station making waves. I've got something from an EP that Steffi gave me, and it is appropriate for the season. It's called Scary Monsters.
You fret about a thing. I'm oh so glad you made the phone ring. Don't you never pull around. Scary monster. Scary monster. They hide the brain inside you. Thoughts won't interfere. Time to never fool around. Scary monster. They hide and wait inside me. Scary monster. For you alone they hung on.
We're going to bring Stevie down and bring up the Studio J, where we have live in the studio Maruga and his Cosmic Holdown Band. Are we ready, Mr. White?
We are ready right here on the Motor Live Drive at 5 today, as Margaret said. Maruga and his brand new Cosmic Holdown Band is here in the studios. Hey, guys, are you there?
We are here!
Yeah. Yeah. All right, what are you going to start out with today?
Jimi Hendrix machine gun.
Thank you.
Would you like to introduce Band Baruga?
We're rebirthing all of this stuff. There's nothing new. I mean, you know, the earth is made out of so many elements. You know, iron and water and, you know, the elements.
Potato salad.
Oxygen salad.
Potato salad.
You know, potato salad. All of that stuff, you know. Some gumbo yaya. Right, so we're just mixing it, we're rehashing it and remixing it, and we're having a rebirth with the vibration.
Mr. Booker.
Yes.
Sir, this is a Hallmark coming at you. Tell me about these chefs you brought with you to mix this salad up.
Well, we have our P-Funk chef, Tony Strat P-Funk Thomas. He and I are both P-Funk All-Star Lifetime members.
Yes, sir.
On guitar. And then we have Doug Weaver on bass. And we have Benjamin Piner on tenor bass. And then we have my longtime friend, Ralph Koziarski, that's not only playing scrub board tie, but flute and sax and all of the horns and the winds. And my wife, Shakti, who's playing Route 94. And yours truly, Maruga. We're doing a cosmic, we're the cosmic hoedown band. And, you know, well, we want to be out, but we want to be down, too. You know, we want to get down with you and with the people. And we want to be out as, at the same time, transcendental and spacious. And, you know, we love Sun Ra and Coltrane and Hendrix. And, but at the same time, we love Muddy Waters and the Boogie and in the blues, in the country music, and all of that, which is a part of our heritage. And so we're just a big salad of all of this kind of stuff going on.
Now, when is the next time you're inviting people to come out and take part of this salad?
Well, we are going to actually be playing this Saturday night at Unity Livonia. And that is on 5 Mile near Middle Belt. You could Google it, Unity in Livonia. And we are going to be playing in a very, in their very beautiful, it's the room that they use during the day for prayer. And we're going to pray in our music by night. And so it's a beautiful setting, almost in a round concert setting. And we'll be also doing a drum circle as well, and people will join in with us. And this is a benefit for Unity Livonia. They're a wonderful church, and I support them. And my friend Evan books us there all the time, and we're very honored to be able to play this wonderful room.
Now, anybody joining you?
We are going to have, actually, my beloved friend, Mad Cat, Peter Mad Cat Ruth. Excuse me. There's a volcano erupting in the middle of this room. Peter Mad Cat Ruth and I go all the way back to the Brubeck generation. And he will be playing harp with us. He's a Grammy Award winner on the harmonica. And he also plays the ukulele and other folk-type instruments. So we're going to be honored to have his presence jamming with us. My wife, Shakti, is here.
Yes, yes. Do we have her mic up yet?
Okay. Hello.
Hello, Shakti.
Hi.
Excuse me, folks.
Glad to have you joining us.
Thank you.
You ready to give us some vocal talents of this show we've got so far?
I'll try.
Beautiful. So if your mate, your space traveler, is ready to take us back on a journey again,
all right,
we can get you to participate with that.
This is a song, Rama Rama. Rama Rama is just a Hindu name, another name for, you know, God, the source of all. And back in 70, I was, well, at 69, I met Swami Satchidananda at Woodstock, and he gave me the name Maruga. And the 60s and the early 70s up to the 80s was a real deep time of me practicing a lot of yoga. I lived like a celibate monk for 2 years, meditating 7 hours a day. And I saw the same light of all faiths, the inner light of our source. Everything is light, and of course, light is begotten of the source beyond perceptions. And we were chanting with the gurus this song, Rama Rama, a chant. It would get you to still your mind. And at that time, I wrote this song about my Christian yoga-type experiences that I was having. So this song is called Rama Rama, and it's written way back in 1970, done, you know, in today.
So now, that was a little bit of what you did in 69, 70.
This is what I did in, 69 and 70, exactly. You know, result of pre-Woodstock and Woodstock and having introspection.
And now you were playing with Bob Dylan and Weather Report and P-Funk. Now you're back home. I see you got the beautiful wife here with you now. Thank you, Shakti, for joining us.
Yes, I play with her a lot.
Oh, good man, good man. Keep a happy home.
She's always in my band. I got you there.
Now, you are also mentoring new artists, are you not?
I do mentor new artists, and I mentor old artists, and I get mentored myself.
Okay.
This is what life is about, getting mentoring each other. I have a studio, Sage Court Studios, and it's my own production studio. And in it, at times, I will co-produce my friends, and we'll do projects like Ralph and I did a project.
In Search of an Oasis.
And also?
Solstice Transmission.
Yes, right? And you could go to Bandcamp and also... where else to get that on the web?
Yeah, CD Baby.
CD Baby, it's there. And also, Benjamin and I did an album, Hello Forever, Never Goodbye. And we're all recording an album together now. And so it's a think tank. It's not just a band in a box. It's this. It's humanity who plays and vibrates sound, turning it into music and communications. And we're experimenting on all kinds of levels. We just did a thing with my friend Ernie, and he told stories of his whole life. And matter of fact, I heard it was played here. In that group, Doug and I are the Riff Poets, and we did A Great Life, an album is called, with Ernie talking about his life experiences. So it's something that is reflecting our growth, our revelation, and our illumination, at the same time serving the purpose of being an entertainment for the tribe that's around you. It's all of that.
Well, now, listening to you earlier, it was definitely, it sounded like almost some theatrical experience going on. Are you branching out doing soundtracks as well, or?
Well, I have been on, you know, different kinds of soundtracks. Actually, a thing I did with Olatunji is going to be a soundtrack for, what's that movie?
Trophy Wives.
Huh?
Trophy Wives.
Trophy Wives.
Wow.
We're making it to Trophy Wives. How about Star Trek? We want to be on Star Trek, too. Yeah, and I have, had the opportunity. I'm on an album with Allen Ginsberg and Bob Dylan. And very nice song, Vomit Express. and, you know, Weather Report. I was really honored to be a part of putting that together. You know, they had a series of, Joe had some funky riffs, and his manager saw me playing at the record plant in New York with Paul Winter and Al Cooper from Blood, Sweat, and Tears, and asked me if I could play funk, rock, and jazz. And I said, well, that's my background.
Yes.
And blues, you know, and folk, all of that. And so one day my friend just said, hey, I'm going to New York. And I hopped in a car and went to New York with her. And the next day we ended up at my friend Perry's house. And I used to leave his number in case anybody wanted me in New York, because I didn't live there. Perry says, well, Weather Report just called you. They want you to do a session later on today. So I didn't even have any instruments. He had an Israeli jar drum, and I picked that up, and I went to the Music Inn on 4th Street, and I bought some Moroccan clay drums and a Fisher-Price roller toy and a dinghy and some bells. And the studio had a timpani and some cymbals that I put together like a crash, and a microphone stand that whistled. And that's what I used on the album. That was a million seller.
Well, speaking of getting some music over there right now, what can you do for us?
We're going to do a song called Dance to the Beat of My Drum.
All right.
Boom, 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 boom.
God bless Michigan. God bless the world. World peace through inner peace. You are the drum. We're the drum. We'll see you at Livonia Church of the Unity. We are all one. We'll be playing there October 19th.
This Saturday.
This Saturday. Come see us.
What time?
We go 7:30. On at 7:30. We go on. And Peter Madcat Ruth will be joining us. Again, Tony P-Funk Thomas on guitar. And Benjamin Piner on tenor bass. And Doug Weaver on bass. And Ralph Koziarski. My wife, Shakti. And we have a few minutes left to go, right?
Yes, you do. Now, before you guys go on and perform and get the band up there, you'll be participating in some drum circles while you're out there at the Unity.
After the performance, we will have everybody will join in on a drum circle with us.
So people should especially look forward to getting out and sitting in with Maruga himself.
Become part of us.
One.
So make it big.
Boom.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Let's go out with some
maggot brain.
Let's do this.
Tony Strat.
This is WHFR Dearborn. For the next hour, let WHFR Radio take you back in time to when radio mystery drama was king. We now proudly present Old Time Radio Mysteries on 89.3 FM or on the web at WHFR.fm. We are excited to showcase the much-loved radio drama Boston Blackie right here on Old Time Radio Mysteries. The series ran from 1944 to 1950, and we're proud to share it in its entirety every Thursday from 6 until 7. Boston Blackie, a detective in adaptations for films, television, and radio. He is, after all, an enemy to those who make him an enemy, friend to those who have no friend. So now, sit back, relax, and enjoy episodes of Boston Blackie right here and only here on WHFR, the station that's making waves.